Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're going with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
There's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Mobile. This is Mr. Mobile on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolix. I also go by the name of JY and Big Mahogany and Chocolate Thunder. Boom. Welcome again on this Monday night. I'm so excited to be here. I got my special friend, Craig Jennings. I'm going to let him explain something to you the final minute, but let's get the pleasantries out the way. Happy anniversary to Paul and Kim Gulley, 48 years married. That is amazing. Happy anniversary to that lovely special couple I met while working at the Civic Center. They were a holy couple, and you can only make it 48 years when you love each other the way they do. I want to give a shout out to Stephen Brown. This is not a paid commercial. He works at McConnell Automotive. He did everything he could to get me in a car this past weekend. But it's my fault I'm upside down like Paul Check at a keg party. So he couldn't work it out for me. But if you want a guy that's going to be fair with you and honest with you, go see him in McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street. Tell him JY sent you. And I had to get my truck that I can't get rid of detailed since I'm stuck with it. And I called car detailing by Devin, 951-595-7340. I called him. He showed up the same day. The 3 hours of labor was worth it. The interior looks brand new. And since I'm more upside down than Christopher Levy at a keg party or Lizzo at a wedding cake party, I guess I'm stuck with it. I have to say goodnight to Kyrie, Tatum, and Ariel. Go to bed. It's late now. It's time for grown folks to talk. And I'm going to give a shout out to my name sponsor at Neudrolix. Charles Slaughter started this business 50 years ago on Spring Hill Avenue. They do industrial hose and pipe fittings. DK Lock Neudrolix, I have to say their name 3 or 4 times a show because Bob did not have to sponsor this show. He saw something in me that some other people saw that I didn't. And so he signed up to sponsor the show, and I can't give him enough thanks or props. Last week I was involved with endorsing House Bill 20, which now makes it a capital offense to murder someone in the presence of multiple people. The wording multiple replaces or it supersedes many or crowds. It just means that when there are multiple people and someone dies in a shooting, for instance, the Sanger Theater, for instance, Sage Park, it gives the district attorney's office leeway to charge capital murder. It isn't automatic. It depends on circumstances. But this is the type of legislation we need to keep brute beasts off the street. Because to me, murder is the most heinous crime that can be committed to take someone's life. And everyone can have their own opinion of which is worse to them. But to me, that is. And in Mobile, when we are arresting teenagers, men under the age of 20, we need to send a strong message that we're not going to tolerate it. Even if it means you spending the rest of your natural life in jail or the death penalty. Say what you want about whether or not you agree with the death penalty, but we all agree that we don't want murderous brute beasts on our street. So I encourage all of you to contact your state representatives, go online to find out who they are, and ask them to sign this bill into law the next session and get it into effect as quickly as possible. I also had the pleasure of going to Daphne and speaking at the Boys and Girls Club at Ruff Warren. And I tell you, these kids gave me hope for our future. They were the most engaged, attentive, polite, respectful, I guess from 5 years old up to maybe early teens, and they sat in a circle and listened to me for about 15 minutes, and they were just as nice, and they answered so many nice questions like, oh, do you get scared? And, oh, you know, how did you become a cop? And what did you do before you were a cop? They were disappointed when I said I worked at Subway because they just could not believe it. They said, you must have done something. And they could not believe it. But what disappointed them most, guys, is they asked me, do you have a dog, a police dog? I said, no. I said, no, I don't like dogs. I have allergies. And you heard a gasp go across the room. Yeah, one girl fainted. They could not believe I did not like, but I really have allergies. But it was a fun, engaging group. And when I see things like that, it renews my spirit and my belief in our future. You know, I've been pretty harsh on the culture and the behavior. I guess that's what brought me into the many people's lives or in their eyes, was my stance on the subculture of gun violence involving young black men in Mobile. But when I see young children, and these were all ages and ethnicities, it just gives me so much hope of how disciplined they were. So while I will not change my stance that I've said previously, I do see buds of promise that have been planted in fertile soil that will give us a chance at making things better. So it's not always going to be doom and gloom on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. There will be some topics like tonight's topic, the five things I hate about Mobile. For those of you who know me, you could probably guess three of them. But for those of you who don't, you know, it's gonna. And listen, not that I'm one-sided. If you have things that you hate about Mobile, text or call in 251-343-0106. Philip is here. He's going to answer your messages. He's going to answer your calls. Well, I'll respond to your text messages. Philip will put you on the phone. But I want to know what you guys dislike about Mobile. What has disappointed you? Not just recently, but for however long you've lived here. I know the things I dislike, but I want to hear what you have to say. Because it's funny. Everyone's list is going to be different, and what bothers one person won't bother another person. And that's fine, but we want to know what you have to say. I forgot about I was so excited that Craig is here. I ran right past my Bible verse I began with. I am the door, John 10:9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is still available, folks. God is right at the door. The true way to turn our city around is through salvation. It's just that simple. But since I have Craig Jennings here, he's also a board member on Man United Against Violence. We met, he saw me on television or heard me on a radio show. He drove to Mobile, took me and Drew out to lunch. And we've been friends ever since. But he's going to talk to you about Youth Reach Gulf Coast. He's the sponsor of this. But I want him to explain in his own words what Youth Reach Gulf Coast is. Craig, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate the time here. And I didn't know anything about HB 1120, and you had mentioned that. And it's good for me to listen to that and hear, you know, that's a commandment. God said, thou shalt not murder.
Right.
And we're bringing God back into our government and enforcing laws and using the Bible. And I think America was built on that. So that's really exciting to hear.
Good. We have more in common than we know sometimes. We need to talk more often.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what Youth Reach Gulf Coast is Christian-centered residential home.
It is. It's in Summerdale, mm-hmm. Alabama, just not too far from here. It takes men.
1 minute.
It takes men 18 to 22 years old. Most of them have been fatherless. They're wandering. They have addictions. Been in jail, and they just need a break and need to clean up. They take them into their care. They teach them, give them some discipline. They have usually eight men there that counsel and work with the eight men that are there and kind of become their fathers. And just recently, I'm in a business where we deliver mail, and we had an extra mail vehicle that we were able to donate to them. Some of them have never driven or had a father or anybody teach them how to drive. At 18 years old, that's pretty late. So we put a vehicle there with a steering wheel on the right and brakes, and a steering wheel on the left and brakes, and now they're out on this 81 acres.
So you're teaching them manly, holy values that are going to help them when they leave.
Yes, sir. Teaching them how to drive, how to work, have good work ethic, not just sit play video games and engage in life and communicate and read the Bible. It's all Christian-based. It's a great place.
Their website is yrgc.org if you want more information. Thank you, Craig. Why did you sponsor the show?
Well, I sponsored the show for you.
Thank you.
I love you, and I love the message, and I love everything you do. We went through a walk in downtown Mobile years ago.
So. Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah. We'll be right back after the break. Five reasons, things I hate about Mobile, coming up next. You know, coming back from the break, it's funny watching three old guys bob their head to the opening guitar riff. You know, we're telling our age that how much we enjoy that, you know. But it was fitting. And another thing that's fitting is Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn, 266 East I-65 Service Road North. Ed, Sandra, Braxton, J.J., Dean, and Carson, they're ready to serve you guys. Cash your checks. If you need an engagement ring or a power tool or a TV or a hammer, or just to come in and rub JJ's beard. You know, come in and give them, just come in and tell them JY sent you. They're a great group of people. I've been working around for 23 years, very professional. They have every single thing you need. Eddie's Pawn Shop, 251-479-4653, gold. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, we would go on with the five things I hate about Mobile. Number one, mosquitoes. They are 12. They are year-round. They don't die anymore. We don't have real winters to freeze them out. The things they spray in the air, if the mosquito doesn't fly into it, it doesn't kill them. Where I live in Tillman's Corner, they're the size of nickels. If enough of them get together, they will lift you off the floor. They bite through burlap. They bite through suede. Yep. And they are not intimidated by leather. The mosquitoes on Mobile have nasty attitudes. They are not pleasant. They are on their mission. Wow. They will bite you. You can see them full of blood. They'll fly off, stagger off, and come back and bite you again. They are, man. They can't. Even if you drink a lot of beer, they'll fly off staggering and bump into something, sit down, and come back again. The mosquitoes here have no conscience. They have no. Their entire mission is to make you slap yourself silly because you feel them. They don't feel the sting when they bite you. They feel the sting after they pull out.
Yeah.
And then you smack yourself out of yourself.
And then you hit.
Right. And you hit yourself. You don't even get the satisfaction of killing the little booger. And then if you wipe your hand, his poison will drag a streak down your hand, and now you have a welt. Garlic doesn't work. You know, people say, eat garlic supplements, garlic supplements. You know what that does? It just keeps women away from you. The mosquitoes aren't intimidated by garlic. One of my good friends, Haha, on the department, Ratwan Habibi, he never gets bitten by mosquitoes. I said, how? He said, man, I eat garlic. I said, well, how much do you eat? Because, you know, I'm sprinkling garlic and taking spoons of garlic in my tea, and it doesn't work. Lemongrass works if you blend lemongrass essential oil with the carrier, like a... For me, it's shea butter because when you're big mahogany, you got to have the sheen, right? So I have to use shea butter, you know, and rub it in, and that keeps them at bay some, but it doesn't completely deter them.
My woman Barbara says citronella might work.
Right.
Have you tried citronella?
I have, and I was going to, the recipe I have that I blend witch hazel with citronella, eucalyptus, lemongrass, put it in a spray bottle, shake it up, and then you have to spray your entire bottle. You have to spray your entire body.
Oh, put it on
your right. You have to cover everything.
Air.
No, yeah. No. They'll fly around it. Yeah. You know, people who burn the citronella candles and all that, great for that spot that is illuminating from. But you have to put it all over your body, and you can't forget like the back of your neck, because the mosquitoes would say, "I can't bite his arm."
Yep.
But I can bite the back of his neck. So you slap yourself in the back of the neck, your ear. They bit me on the top of my bald head. Uh-huh. They are fiends, and then it itches, right? And I'm one of those guys that scratch. I'm a scratcher.
Yep.
I cannot resist. I rub on cortisone, and as soon as it wears off, I'm in the... So it's twofold what they do to you. They make you slap yourself, they welt you, and then they make you scratch yourself in inopportune times. Have you ever been in a meeting and had a mosquito bite itch, like in your leg or your arm, and you sit in there squirming because you don't want to itch it, It's like trying to hold in a fart. You know, you just gotta, you got to, you're trying as hard as you can. Can I say that on? Okay, all right. I can't say my TW word I was used to saying, right? I can't say that anymore. But that's what it's like trying not to scratch a mosquito bite itch. It just drives you crazy, you know. And I almost put fire ants on here above mosquito bites. Mm. You can see most fire ant mounds. Now, they don't have them in the north. Some of my buddies came down from the north. Hey, man, what are these little insects? Boy, you better get away from there. It'll change your life. You know?
Yeah, I had 100 bite me, and the only thing that did it was an antihistamine that stopped.
Oh, yes, yes.
No, they're dangerous.
And then banana spiders I almost put on the list, because you'll be walking, minding your own business in Mobile and walking to one of those cobwebs.
Yep.
And you'll slap yourself naked trying to get out that. Because banana spiders are gigantic,
they're
right?
They're huge.
Right.
Black and yellow.
They are. And they say, man, they don't bite. He does bite. Look at the size of him.
How could he not?
What is he eating to get that size?
Wow.
Why doesn't he go over there, man? If you've been in Mobile, you have walked into a banana spider web. You have.
I've walked into a web. I haven't been bit.
But you slap because you... The reason he doesn't bite you is because he just watches you slap yourself silly. He jumps off and gets out the way and watch you tear your clothes off. And then, you know, and in your mind, psychologically, it's on me. It's on me. I feel it on me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I see my buddy, Bubble Dropper, would slap himself down to his drawers. He thought he walked into one of those webs, dude, and he slapped and jumped and hollered and kicked. You know, of course, your friends only laugh at you until you say you're hurt. And so he smacked himself. And he's in every 3 or 4 seconds. Is it on me? Did I get it? No, it's not on you, buddy. It's not on you. It's okay. But mosquitoes top that list. It beats fire ants because most of the times you can see the mounds. And with fire ant mounds, if you kick them over often enough, they'll move on. You know, or you could pour some stuff on them. When we were kids, we would pour gas on the mounds. Yeah. And Marcus and I would set them on fire.
Did you use your magnifying glass to start the fire?
We were never that patient. We weren't that patient. We dig them up, man. We pour gas on it, dig it up, and never realizing we were burning all the grass underneath, so we'd have these bald spots in the yard, and Dad wasn't too thrilled about that. But what a thrill. But I believe I have the pheromones that attract mosquitoes. They love some big mahogany. They love this. They can't get enough of this. And if you guys are in a room with me and there's a million mosquitoes in here, you can sit there and drink your tea and mind your own business, because they're going to screw with me. Wherever I go, they're going to buzz my head. I remember working a side job one night, and one got in the vehicle. You know, windows were rolled up, and I lean over and get in your ear. He didn't bite me. He just let him know he could. That's how evil they are. They fly on your nose and everything. That's why they're so evil.
And I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that it's the male that buzzes and does not bite or something. It's the female.
Right, it's the female that bites. Well, of course, that's true to form and nature. But the pheromones in my body attracts them. I attract all flying insects, gnats, bugs, mosquitoes, you name it.
I guess they just drink water, the males.
I guess. Well,
they must bite too.
The women are out doing all the work. Yeah. So, you know, but that's it. My second, I thought that was a mosquito in here. My second one is the humidity.
Yes.
If you live in Mobile, you have experienced this humidity is not like anything else in the world.
Yep.
I've been to Panama, Mexico, Jamaica. I've been to these places, Louisiana. No one has humidity like Mobile. It's like breathing through burlap. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes like having your nose in Lizzo's armpit underwater. There's just no way to get a clean breath of fresh air. You know, the humidity here is rude and disrespectful and just doesn't care about whether you just got out the shower or if you're wearing a suit. It's on you the moment you walk outside. It doesn't just fog up your glasses from going indoors to outdoors. It fogs up your armpits, your legs, and it gets inside your vehicle, and you turn on the air conditioner, and it blows through the vents real quick. It just wraps itself around you, and it won't let you go like wet. You're polythene or plastic. It just wraps itself around you. When they say that we have, it's just mildly humid in Mobile, that's 75% humidity.
Yes.
Because when you go to Vegas, 90% humidity is just
dry heat. Yeah, you don't sweat.
When you get in the pool in Vegas with that type of humidity, whatever's in the water freezes.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's above the water is hot. but not in Mobile. The humidity doesn't wait for you to get out the pool. It meets you where you are. But this is part of being a Mobilian, right? It's just we expect it. We know that we can't wear heavy articles of clothing when you're out. You know, you got to wear sandals. We have to. We love wearing our toes out in Mobile. That's why we don't have too many five-star linen tabletop restaurants, you know, because we're going to wear our flip-flops and our shorts and our hats, and we're going to go out and brave the mosquitoes and brave the humidity. But the humidity must be addressed. I don't know. Is it the bay that does it? Is it what causes this level of humidity that your air conditioner runs? Now, it's too early in the season for our ACs to run 18 hours out the day and only shut off at night. We're only in June, but it runs and it runs and it runs. And you walk outside, you're taking a shower, your uniform is nice, suit is nice. Yeah. Man, I look fly. And walk out, and the humidity says, not anymore. It just wraps itself around you. It doesn't
I
give
think
you...
Mobile's going to have to go into prayer, and we're going to have to ask God for no humidity and
mosquitoes. At least a break. Just give us a break from, you know, during, we used to have winters. So we got a break from mosquitoes because they would, you know, go dormant.
Right, we
got a break from the humidity. Mm-hmm. But now we're wearing flip-flops and cut-off shorts at Christmas. We don't get a break from the heat, the humidity, and mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are dressed like Santa Claus now.
Yes.
They're showing up trying to bring gifts. The humidity is out there like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer leading the way. At Christmas time, we have about 6 days of cold weather, and that's it. So
global warming.
Is that it?
We're going down that rabbit hole.
Well, I almost went down. No. I almost started on one of the things on my list. But those are the first two, Mobile. We have three more to go. Come back, listen to what I have to say. And I don't want you guys to think this is a gripe. I hope most of you agree with me. 251-343-0106. Let me know what you hate about Mobile. We'll be right back. In Mobile, yeah. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. It is when you have a bunch of old guys listening to old music. You see all of our hairs bobbing, listening to it, remembering when we had, well, when Craig and I had hair. Philip still has a full head of hair. Yeah. But we remember this music, right? Well, the 80s was the greatest decade, I think.
Oh, yeah,
it
absolutely.
Was the greatest decade.
Oh, yeah.
We solved every problem in the world. We were all hanging out. We were going to each other's houses and going to pool parties. And we solved it. The whole ism thing didn't exist with us then. We accepted each other the way we were. And
yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal. We realized what our parents told us wasn't true about other people. We went out and made friends. But somewhere along the line over the last 30 or 40 years, someone has made us, the current generation, angry again. They're angry at one another and don't see each other the way we saw each other. All we saw was, do you have $5 for a beer? Do you have a car? And do you know how to get to the party? Mm-hmm. Yep, and you know, we're all saved now. Don't get me wrong. It was pretty simple, but we all got saved from something. Yeah. And that's why I chose the music I chose. It reminisces from my generation of peace, love, and harmony, work ethic, you know, family, God, country, voting, learning to drive, supporting one another. The three of us would have different interests and then support each other in our interest. We were still friends. Yeah, you know, a math nerd, an athlete, and an average guy could be best friends. Yeah. So that's why I chose the music. It reminds me of a time when I had hair, but also when we got along. And I believe those seagulls, or those pelicans that dropped out the air, hit a pocket of humidity, and it wet their feathers that they couldn't fly, and they dropped out the sky. You didn't know that, Craig. We had 10 pelicans drop out the air in one neighborhood. Right at the street corner, yeah, they dropped out there dead.
No way.
Yes, way. And it's from the humidity, and then the mosquitoes came around them and started biting people. That's just a theory. Don't call me a conspiracy theorist. But my list has grown since I was sitting here and had more time to think, so we're not at just 5 anymore. We're up to 7. Well, 6 in an honorable mention. Number 3 is kind of serious. It's the shops are closed on Sunday mornings. The downtown shops are closed on Sunday morning, Craig. Imagine coming in for a cruise. You're from the Midwest, and you've never been to Mobile. The shops aren't open. The museum isn't open. There isn't anywhere. You might want to have a Bloody Mary at 7 in the morning on vacation, and there's nowhere to get one. There's nowhere to buy Mobile paraphernalia. Well, maybe at Benville Souvenir that Gary Owens owns. He gave me my MOB shirt. Maybe they're open that early on Sunday morning. But there aren't very many places that you can have shrimp and grits or explore what makes Mobile Mobile. Our museums aren't open. There's nothing to do downtown on Sunday mornings.
Well, the bars are still open. They're still closing their doors at 6 and 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, though.
Well, we need them open 24 hours, not to make it like New Orleans. We don't want people, you know, hanging out in the street and that isn't rainwater on the ground on Bourbon Street.
No.
Just to remind everyone, we don't want that.
No.
But we do want tourism to come and experience our rich culture, our heritage in Mobile. Mobile's is founded in what, 1702 or 1719, I think. It's hundreds of years old. It's the birthplace of Mardi Gras. And people deserve to experience that. Mm. And when they come in town, whether it's a Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, they should be able to. Maybe we need tax incentives for shop owners to encourage that downtown just for the tourism part of it. Because if I have to wait until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm boarding the ship, the cruise ship. Or I'm stopping through on my way back home. I won't stay very long. Mm. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to shop. The malls aren't open. Downtown is dead, besides the vagrants. Excuse me. Yeah, my list just went to 8, vagrancy. I just have to add them now. But we need to do a better job, in my opinion, of making it a tourist-friendly town, not just by speech and rhetoric, by actually making it tourist-friendly. And I'll have to add this one in, the vagrants in the public parks. We have very beautiful parks, especially downtown. But if I go out and me and my – oh, there's a mosquito. If me and my my guma are going to go downtown and sit down, I shouldn't have to share a bench with a vagrant, someone who's going to bother me for money or bother me for food. They have their 9 bags that they have to leave the shelter that they're staying in every morning. It just looks bad on the city. At every major intersection, the grass is worn down. There's one at Tingle Circle. I swear they work in shifts. They have to work in hourly shifts. And it looks bad for the city. It looks bad on all of us. There was a guy, I was downtown a few weeks ago early, and this guy was actually sleeping at the government plaza. And not just sleep, but he had set up his shirts to dry, and he had a pallet laid out right off Church Street. I mean, nowhere that you can pass. You can't miss this guy. So, and I dislike it. I live in Tillman's Corner. They are everywhere. And I have sympathy for those suffering mental illness. I really do. I have sympathy for anyone who's homeless and doesn't want to be. But there are enough programs available for anyone who wants help. There are city-funded programs or privately-funded programs to get anyone off the street that don't want to be on the street.
Yep. A home and a job. They'll get you a studio apartment on top of a garage somewhere.
Right.
And then get you a job at McDonald's, and you can still go to the shelter, and they'll still help you out with groceries and all that till you get on your feet.
Right, an ID. You may need an ID, but they'll get you on your feet. There's a dry cleaner in Tim's Corner that cleans suits for job interviews.
Yeah.
So I make the distinction between vagrancy and homeless. Homeless are people who want to live in shelter and have security. Vagrants are the people I'm talking about. They roll out. You've seen the lady in the wheelchair in front of the Lowe's, the lady wheeling her wheelchair through Bel Air Mall parking lot. You see them there every single day, and they have the same problem. Stop giving them money. It looks bad. If you're a tourist, you can't find a Bloody Mary on Sunday morning, and then you're going to be harassed for whatever little money you have and maybe even physically threatened, because we need to remember the times that some people have physically threatened people or physically harmed people. We closed down all of our state-run facilities and outsourced it, contracted it out, and now no one's watching our mentally ill who would have been at Searcy, who would have been in Mount Vernon, who would have been at Albert P. Brewer. So we as a city have to demand better, and there's a city that I love to frequent, Pensacola, that has had a grasp on these things, because the culture in Pensacola is that we don't want filth, we don't want dirt, the government responds to it, and we have to demand that here. Now, I never get political, Craig. I never endorse politicians. I only talk about principles, the principles that I have that are important to me. And that is one of those that we have to get. These are two things we can control. Shops being open early morning hours, especially on weekend days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whatever incentives we have to offer them, let's offer them. And we can do something about vagrancy. The first thing people can do is stop giving them money. You know, the average bill, John Ford told me this, the average bill given to a vagrant person is a $20 bill on average.
Wow.
Because it's generosity. We hurt, and so many people that have been remember being down that they give them money. Stop. Just stop. They don't, they're there, and they're probably earning more per day than you are.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, I got the 3-minute mark. Like I said, I added to my list. No more live jazz. There was once upon a time in Mobile, there was live jazz music.
Ooh.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. I went to the Joe Louis show last night at the Crescent until I'm old and can't stay awake anymore. But there was live jazz music all over Mobile. We used to have it everywhere. It's Cat Certain. Remember him? He had his 92.1 jazz show in the mornings, and he had one on Saturday nights also. Joe Morris, Joe Louis. There was a place at Imogene in Florida that had live jazz music. It was the Red Beans jazz show. And I can't remember her last name, but her name was Judy, and she could really sing, and these cats could play, baby. Can you dig what I'm saying? They could. They were really grooving on the jazz.
Yeah.
What happened to our live jazz music? It just sort of, did they dive?
I think it's the same thing that happened. Believe it or not, there was a time there in the 90s and early 2000s, there was a Christian rock scene, Christian punk rock scene in Mobile. Every church had it. They had a place called The Mug that was open, and everybody would go there. And all the live music, if it hadn't come in on tours to a club, it's all died out. This local music scene, apart from the clubs, the bands coming regionally around to play at these clubs, It's just all died down, a lot of it.
It has. And downtown Mobile, when there were only 5 or 6 bars on Dolphin Street, had live music on the weekends, Craig. I mean, you could go and hear live music Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, guaranteed, and go from place to place listening to it. But I truly miss the jazz. I saw, like I said, Joe Louis last night. He must be near my father's age.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer he will be playing music. Yeah. But my friend Roger Cotton, I love him to death. He plays jazz, and I dig this, baby. I need some live jazz. I got a fever, and the only remedy is more jazz music. So these are things we as Mobilians need to bring back our culture and our heritage. We need shops open on Sunday. Get rid of the vagrants, and someone please pick up a horn and start blowing.
Yeah.
Let's start playing a little bit more. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and adults. And adult music. I don't want to go with backwards caps and tennis shoes and underwear showing. I want to put on a nice blazer and go out and listen to some music and bob my head and just enjoy the scene. Can you dig it, baby?
Yes.
We're coming up on the last break, so we'll be back with my final 2 things I hate about Mobile. 251-343-0106. Let me know what you hate about Mobile. Tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile. We'll be right back. Not very well. Not very well. But boy, I can air drum something to death, son. It is. You know, and Bob and I, Philip plays guitar, but Bob can really play the guitar. Right.
The air guitar. All right.
And when I was practicing, I would jam with him and play with him. And it was just a blast, dude.
Yeah?
And he can really play. It was a blast.
It's on my bucket list.
We can do it.
And do that.
You and I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have dueling drums.
Okay.
Downtown live music.
There you go.
All right. We'll need a sponsorship from Asper Cream for me. Continuing.
At least it's
karaoke. Yeah.
John, is that the mosquitoes or the drumsticks?
Right. It's one of them.
Mobile has a lot of karaoke.
I was king of karaoke. I've defeated many of people in karaoke. I do my Elvis. No one can compete with me even I do Elvis. Yeah, I kill him with Elvis.
I won't touch that.
No.
Elvis, man.
Treat me like a... No, I won't. So now we're down to my final 2. There's a tie, and then there's an honorable mention. Traffic. Mobilians have the worst driving habits. The left lane is for passing, not for cruising. Not for staring around and both hands white-knuckled on your steering wheel hoping no one notices. Yes, we notice you. Get out the way. Move over to the right lane. It's not meant for that. I don't care if you have a left turn coming up 9 miles from now.
Yes.
Move over.
Yes.
You know, just use your mirrors. That's what they're there for.
Turn signals.
That's next. And initiating a turn signal does not give you the right to change lanes. It means I am indicated. It is a turn indicator. Yes. My indication is I'd like to enter your path of travel. It doesn't mean turn it on and move over, because I might be in your blind spot, which so many mobilians drive themselves into.
Oh, yeah.
It's like playing tag on Hillcrest Road. I'll be driving along, minding my own business, listening to Barry Manilow, yes, having personal thoughts, yep, and someone will haul butt, catch up to me in my blind spot, and decrease their speed.
Yeah.
It's like tag, you're it. So I've braked and said, okay, go ahead, because I know what happens in emergency situations when you have to change lanes. And they've braked. It's as if, no, JY, I really want to be next to you. You're leading me. Mobilians have the worst driving habit. It's terrible. The passing lane is for passing. And then they'll go four or five cars through a red light. They'll go through a red light as if it's a suggestion. This doesn't really mean stop for me. It's the guy behind me that's supposed to stop.
Yeah, but it's even worse. And you're going along through Foley and Robertsdale and Gulf Shores. The traffic's even crazier there.
Well, because those are a lot of out-of-towners. Those are those.
I mean all year around.
Oh, really? Five tags over there drive like this? Those boys have lost control, because they used to terrorize people with a two on their tag. but the traffic in Mobile is, and speeding isn't so much an issue as where you speed. You know, if you're speeding on the interstate, yeah, as long as it's within reason.
Yeah.
But you're speeding through a two-lane road on Old Shell Road just to get in front of me before you stop at the red light.
Oh,
come on,
yeah,
guys. It's not that. Where do we become so impatient that we are rude? Or maybe I'm just that old guy. Maybe I'm just old and grumpy.
You're the grumpy old man?
I am that grumpy old man. Get off my yard. Turn down your music. Cut your hair. Then it's like parking. When I park far away, even in my upside-down Nissan Titan, because I don't want anyone to dent it. But people will park next to me,
yep,
or park near me.
Yep.
Are you lonely? What is your fascination with parking out here? I know you don't.
Out there.
I know you don't want exercise because of the obesity problem in Mobile. Which leads me to my next thing that I hate about Mobile: seagulls. They're never near the sea in Mobile. They're always around parking lots. I hate seagulls. Hatred means I wish it did not exist. When I get a chance, I rev my engine and attempt to dismiss them from the areas that they occupy. They're always in Walmart parking lot. Always. They're never near a sea. And they bark and they scream and they cry and they holler. You want to know why? Because when people leave diapers in the parking lot, they eat them.
Ugh. And they love to leave those big, fat, white drops right on
and
your
yard. Oh, they make sure it's me, because they know that's the one that tried to displace us from our spot. But as long as there's a
bomb
food
source.
Right. Man, as long as there's a food source, why wouldn't they?
You need to address your dog allergy. I've got a black lab. And when I see a flock of seagulls, I turn that dog loose and bam.
Right on, baby, right on. I knew I loved you for a reason. That's it. We need to start putting seagull stamps on our trucks every time we get one. Because they are annoying. They are consumers. They are.
Seagull ace.
Oh, goodness. I hate seagulls in Mobile. You know, the beach is that way. You have plenty of beach. Go down to Mobile Bay. But they'd rather sit in the parking lot and have you hear them through a mating season. Oh, my goodness. It's worse than hearing Lizzo roll around on popcorn paper. It's annoying. I hate the seagulls.
You need to do a dash between one to the seagulls, teach the mosquitoes how to eat the seagulls, and then you get rid of both your
problems. They're on my list equally. They're on my, maybe. But I think the seagulls and the mosquitoes, they have a personal vendetta against me.
Okay.
They know my hatred for them is so profound that they aren't, man. Like I said, I live in Tillman's Corner.
Rats with wings.
That's all they are. That's all seagulls are. They're flying rat traps. And man, dude, I have no sympathy for them. Dude, I just, seagulls, man, if I saw a seagull driving a minivan listening to Michael Blue Blay, I would have a heart attack, because I hate minivans and Michael Blue Blay too. They just didn't make my list in Mobile. If you see a minivan with a Mississippi plate listening to Michael Blue Blay with a kangaroo and a seagull in it, I would have a stroke trying to run that vehicle off the road.
Wow.
It's just that profound. You know,
hate kangaroos that much?
I hate kangaroos. They have hands like people, and they go around grabbing people and holding on to them and kicking them with their front feet. Man, I don't like them. I don't look them. They have hands like people. Have you seen the size of a kangaroo's hands?
I've never seen a kangaroo live.
I have, and I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like minivans. I don't like humidity. I don't like vagrants. I don't like any of those things. I wish they did not exist. Folks, listen, JY is not a murderous. I'm not. These things just bother me. And I think we'd have a better mobile. We would have a better mobile without these things. Some of them are things we have to live with, and I understand the humidity and mosquitoes, but we could put pressure to have shops open and ask, get these bands for live music. And I'm not sure what we can do about the traffic at this point, because it has become our subculture to drive in the left lane. And sympathetic braking. If I'm in the outside lane and you're in the inside lane, you brake, there's no reason for me to brake. I shouldn't brake because I see brake lights. I should brake because I'm slowing for something or avoiding an accident. Mobilians love sympathetic braking. And they will sympathetic brake through anything except a yellow light. Then they'll accelerate. Now I got to get through. And so those are the things. And I don't want this to be a gripe session. I hope people have found humor in it and laughed about it. I haven't heard from Joe Piggott, so I don't know what he doesn't like. But these are the funny things that we as Mobilians have gotten used to. And I said that there was something, an honorable mention. These big women wearing spandex, I only got 1 minute, so I won't spend a lot of time on it. Come on, guys. No one told you that looked good on you. Now, this is part of the humidity problem. Because when you get home and pull that thing off, the steam goes into the air. So let's bring back shame. Let's bring back humility. Let's bring back shamefacedness. Let's bring back modest apparel. Let's dress for our body style, right? JY can't wear everything because I'm old and I have bad knees, and I need to dress my age and my body style. I save that for last because I didn't have that much time. Don't mess with Craig or Philip. Be mad at me. But I've only said what everyone else is thinking. That's all. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Next week, next Monday night, I'll be back. If the FCC doesn't fine us or my sponsors say, JY, we like big women. But if not, I'll be back next week with a different topic. You guys can hold in your laughter all you want. I see the truth.
Yeah.
But I've had a blast talking with you. I thank my friend Craig Jennings for coming in town and coming on and telling us about YRGC for the last 20 seconds. Tell us a little bit more about it again.
Youth Reach out of Summerdale, they help young men that have struggles. So if you know any young men that are in that age group and need some help and want to spend a year, send them our way.
All right. Thank you, guys. Sticks his finger in my face.